Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Megan Lynch, and you're listening to Total Information AM here on KMOX. Will we someday talk to extraterrestrials? Experts will gather in Carbondale this weekend to explore language and how we could adapt what we know about communication if we ever do encounter a being who is not from planet Earth. The conference is called Exploring Xenolinguistics, Next Steps in Exploring the Nature of Language and the Potential of Extraterrestrial Communication. Jeffrey Punsky is an associate professor in linguistics at SIU Carbondale. Thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Oh, it's an absolute pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Now, I want you to correct my pronunciation, and I stumbled on it. It's quite a word. Is it Xeno or Xenolinguistics?
I pronounce it Xenolinguistics. I don't, it's a new field. So, maybe it'll change as things go along.
Talk about what that is.
So the idea is just, a means of sort of exploring what we know about human communication, human language, animal communication, animal cognition, those types of things. And using sort of the creative energy of imagining, stepping outside ourselves and imagining what it might be if we encounter alien life and how we can then use that to shape and better answer questions about ourselves.
How similar or different could extraterrestrial communication be, if we do have communication with other life forms? Could it be similar to other forms of communication on Earth?
So that is absolutely one of the hypotheses that we're exploring, that maybe there's some true universals that are like spread that are, would be constant across the universe about what communication must include and what it must be. Or it could be something radically different. And, maybe there are communications that are reaching us and we just are completely unaware that that is an attempt at communication.
How much does communication rely on nonverbal cues?
Oh, it can rely extensively on nonverbal cues. And, the modality of communication can also be something that is can change radically across different both human groups and different species. So, normally we think about language, we think about spoken language, like what we're doing right now. But there's a huge number of languages that exist only in that sort of visual range, the signed languages like American Sign Language. But we could also imagine languages that are based on, say, olfactory considerations, like what we get with insects, where they leave communications through scent marking, or tactiles through touch. So you could imagine something very unlike us that communicates in a very different way.
I'm a sci-fi fan, love Star Trek. And I have to wonder if we ever do have any kind of contact, how much would that communication rely on context and shared background, and how complicated could that be?
Well, that could be enormously complicated. So if you're a Star Trek fan, I'm guessing you're a fan of the Darmok episode.
Right.
Picard has to try to talk to these aliens that only sort of talk through these cultural metaphors. But it's true that, we have a lot when we look across human languages, we see a lot of differences in the way that we encode, the way we think about time and space, the way we encode All sorts of information that's packed in these sort of cultural assumptions that then lives within the language as well. So something that has a totally different experience than us would have a totally different cultural frame, and that could really stymie our ability to communicate.
Now, this is fun to imagine, and I'm sure a lot of people out there are thinking, oh, come on. But how could this study help us communicate with each other?
You know, and I think that's the fundamental thing that we're trying to, one of the fundamental things we're trying to do here is by sort of stepping outside of what we, of like thinking about us as humans and sort of imagining what it would be like to try to communicate with us, we could try to improve our ability to understand ourselves and improve communications across ourselves. I think it's absolutely vital. And I think absolutely this is really, as fun as the topic is, it's really fundamentally about us as humans.
I love what you said about insects and scent being part of communication. How much more do you think we need to learn as human beings about the way other creatures in our environment are communicating with each other and their world?
Oh, I think a ton more. I mean, scientists are always discovering new ways that different organisms are communicating, providing information about their environments. There's evidence that, you know, fungus, like mushrooms, have some form of communication. There, you know, we look at all sorts of different, animal species that have all sorts of unique and interesting ways of communicating. And that's why we're bringing in one of our plenary speakers, our keynote speakers, is Dr. Irene Pepperberg. She's an expert on animal communication and animal cognition. She's worked primarily with African gray parrots, but she's going to give us a lot of updates from what has been happening in the world of animal communication.
Talk about some of the other speakers and attendees who will be there.
So, we have a really international group of speakers coming in. This is a hybrid conference, so folks are able to come to participate from their home countries. So we have folks that are will be speaking to us from Germany, from Japan, from the United States as well, and really a diverse set of groups focusing a lot on the sort of questions of that, a lot of the questions that we were talking about earlier, of this sort of cultural assumptions, the type of cultural information that might be encoded within the communication. And then we also have our other keynote speaker is a philosopher of science here at SIUC, who will be kind of, you know, talking about the oh, come on question, you know, why are we doing this? Kind of giving us a frame within that, the broader scheme of what it means to be a science and things like that. So that's Dr. Matthew Brown. And as for attendees, it's open to the public. And I'm really hoping that we get a lot of interest from the community. And anyone can log into our Zoom and view things. We'll have opportunities for folks to hopefully be able to ask some questions of these experts and be an active participant.
So for folks listening, xenolinguistics is spelled with an X. And this is Jeffrey Punsky, Associate Professor in Linguistics at SIU Carbondale. Thank you so much for taking time to join us this morning.
Oh, thank you. It was I really enjoyed our conversation.
Yeah, so much fun. It's better
over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.